From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. Officials in New Mexico recently celebrated the purchase of 54,000 acres to create its largest state-owned recreation area. The deal carries special meaning for tribes in that area, and it is one of the biggest public land acquisitions in the United States just this year. Emma Gibson of the Mountain West News Bureau has more.
It may sound like idle chit-chat, but it's really a homecoming soundtrack. On a recent summer day, tribal leaders and New Mexico officials celebrated indigenous peoples' access to a vast area that was previously private land.
When we restore people's connection to land, we restore their oral history, we restore their identity for future generations.
That's Teresa Pascual, director of the Pueblo of Acoma's Historic Preservation Office. We're on top of a mesa overlooking a valley of junipers, the remains of volcanic cones, and a dirt road snaking through it all, her ancestral land.
We restore their cultural connection to a landscape that hadn't seen their footprints in generations.
She is one of the many stakeholders excited about the purchase of the El Bar Ranch. The vast grasslands that transition to red mesas and ponderosa pines are the traditional homelands of the Pueblos of Acoma, Laguna, and Zuni, as well as the Hopi tribe, the Navajo Nation, and more. It's near Mount Taylor, an extinct volcano significant to several indigenous creation and migration stories.
We have always known this place as Kawestima. It's a name that has a basis in the root word for snow.
This conservation deal is one of about 100 active projects that the nonprofit Trust for Public Land is involved in throughout the Mountain West. The trust says the size of this acquisition is very uncommon for our region. It's also involved in a transfer of 50 acres to Zion National Park and the acquisition of about 19,000 acres to create a state park in southern Colorado. Conservation deals like this are key to indigenous survival for Martin Coimi, the governor of the Pueblo of Laguna.
It is important that our future, our kids, the ones that are not here yet, are able to enjoy the natural beauty of this place. I think that's the most important thing that we need to provide for them, save for them.
While enjoying the view in a rocking chair at the ranch's lodge, he mused about the cultural knowledge that could be passed on to Laguna youth.
What are the medicines around here? What did we use? How did we use it? How did we cultivate? How did we, you know, there's so many things, even just to hunt.
It's not only indigenous leaders who wanted this land. A hodgepodge of New Mexican lawmakers, environmental advocates, state agencies, and private funders advocated for the purchase. In total, it'll cost about $34 million to acquire the El Bar Ranch properties that are being added to the Marquez Wildlife Area, about 2.5 hours from Albuquerque. U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico is excited that the new addition connects winter and summer habitat for a variety of animals.
If you look at where the other public land is out here, the National Forest, this is kind of it sort of wraps around all of this. And the wildlife in particular need access to all of that. If you developed this, it would really make things hard on the elk herd out here.
Stuart Liley of the state's Department of Game and Fish says they're planning a lot of grassland habitat restoration for elk foraging in the winter. He says they also want to restore the pronghorn population and conserve at-risk migratory birds.
What's so unique about this, again, it's unfragmented from grassland to montane meadows to the top of the Mount Taylor. It's one of the last big unfragmented habitats that's now intact.
Liley says the department expects to open the property up for hunting next year.
Our goal is to, because it's our largest wildlife management area in the state, is to really make it a showcase and really have it be a robust wildlife management area.
And for some involved in this acquisition, it's a once-in-a-generation win. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Gibson.